Is that? What happened? What was he doing? If any of you were fooling.
He jumped,
Chandralajeli said. His voice was shaky. He tried to laugh.
Guess kids these days just can't tell their gravity from their rotating frame of reference.
He jumped, Craiglin shouted.
He grabbed Chandralajeli by the suit collar.
How could he jump? I told you AG wouldn't work. I told you all when we were in the hangar.
He was light, Lamb broke in. He kicked at the thin metal of the parapet, feeling to dent it.
The stupid little bastard was light. None of us thought to tell him.
Craiglin let go of Chandralajeli and looked around the rest. It's true, Horsa said. He shook his head.
I just didn't think. None of us did.
Lamb and Chandralajeli were even complaining about having to walk to the bows when Lenny was in the shuttle, and you mentioned it, but I suppose he just didn't hear.
Horsa shrugged.
He was excited. He shook his head.
We all fucked up,
Yalson said heavily. She had turned her communicator back on. Nobody spoke for a while. Craiglin stood and looked around them, then went to the parapet, put both hands on it and looked down.
Lenny?
Whoopsland said into his communicator, looking down too. His voice was quiet.
Chaisal or Hava?
Dorolo made the circle of flame sign, closed her eyes and said,
Sweet lady, accept his soul in peace.
Worm shit,
Lamb swore and turned away. He started firing the laser at distant, higher parts of the tower above them.
Dorolo, Craiglin said, you, Whoopsland and Yalson, head down there, see what.
Oh, shit. Craiglin turned round.
Get down here, Mip. You drop them a line or the medkit, whatever. The rest of us, we're going forward to the bows, all right?
He looked around them, challenging.
You might want to go back, but that just means he's died for nothing.
Yalson turned away, switching off her transmit button again.
Might as well, Chandralajeli said. I suppose.
Not me,
Nysin said.
I'm not. I'm staying here with the shuttle.
He sat with his head bowed between his shoulders and his helmet on the deck. He stared at the deck and shook his head.
Not me. No, sir. Not me. I've had it for today. I'm staying here.
Craiglin looked at Mip and nodded at Nysin.
Look after him.
He turned to Dorolo and Webslin.
Get going. You never know. You might be able to do something. Yalson, you too.
Yalson wasn't looking at Craiglin, but she turned and followed Whoopsland and the other woman when they set off to find a way down to the lower deck. A crash they felt through their souls made them all jump. They turned round to see Lamb, a distant figure against the faraway clouds, firing up at flyer pad supports 5 or 6 decks above, the invisible beam licking flame around the stressed metal. Another pad gave way, flapping and spinning like a huge playing card, smashing into the level they stood on with another deck-quivering thump.
Lamb! Craiglin burst out. Stop that!
The black suit with the raised rifle pretended not to hear, and Craiglin lifted his own heavy laser and flicked the trigger. A section of deck 5 meters in front of Lamb ruptured in flame and glowing metal, heaving up, then collapsing back down, a blister of gases blowing out from it, rocking Lamb off his feet so that he staggered and almost fell. He steadied and stood, visibly shaking with rage even from that distance. Craiglin still had the gun pointing toward him. Lamb straightened and shouldered his own gun, coming back almost at a saunter, as though nothing had happened. The others relaxed slightly. Craiglin got them all together. Then they set off, following Dorolo, Yalson and Whoopsland to the inside of the tower and a broad sweeping spiral of carpeted staircase which led down into the megaship, the Olmedrekka.
Dead as a fossil,
Yalson's voice said bitterly in their helmet speakers when they were about halfway down.
Dead as a goddamned fossil.
When they passed them on their way to the bows, Yalson and Whoopsland were waiting by the body for the winch line Mip was lowering from above. Dorolo was praying. They crossed over the deck level Lenny Pobra had died on, down into the mist, and along a narrow gangway with nothing but empty space on either side.
Just 5 meters,
Craiglin said, using the light needle radar in his Rech suit to plumb the depths of vapour below them. The mist was getting slowly thinner as they went on, up again onto another deck, now clear, then down again, by outside stairs and long ramps. The sun was hazily visible a few times, a red disk which sometimes brightened and sometimes dimmed. They crossed decks, skirted swimming pools, traversed promenades and landing pads, went past tables and chairs, through groves and under awnings, arcades and arches. They saw towers above them through the mist, and a couple of times looked down into huge pits carved out of the ship and lined with yet more decks and opened areas, from the bottom of which they thought they could hear the sea. The swirling mist lay in the bottom of such great bowls like a broth of dreams.